male white-tailed eagle, the first to breed here in over 100 years, has been found dead in County Clare. Vets who've examined his body think he was poisoned. The people behind reintroducing white-tailed eagles into the country in the last two decades called him Cayman and say he held territory at the Mount Shannon nest site on Loch Derg for the past 17 years. Eamon Meskell is with us. He's National Parks and Wildlife Service Project Manager for the White-tailed Eagle Reintroduction Project. Eamon, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning, Gavin.
This is very sad. Cayman, here a long time. Tell us more about him.
Yeah, no, it's an uppercut to the reintroduction project, but not one that's going to knock us back. We're still looking on this positively, and we're going to go forward with it. But the history of Cayman is really intriguing. I mean, he was taken from the wild nest in Norway in 2008. He was one of the first 20 consignment of white-tailed eagle chicks that was sent from Norway to Ireland in 2008. And we nurtured them, and we brought them on, and released them into the wild in 2008. And lo and behold, 5 years later, he mated with another white-tailed eagle chick from Norway, and that was released in Killary National Park as well. And they were the first pair to breed successfully and fledge, which means that the chicks flew from the nest in Mount Shannon in 2013. And that sparked off an ecotourism, a really positive thing up in Mount Shannon, where 10,000 people actually visited Mount Shannon to see the eagles and the chicks that year.
Cayman and Saoirse had 15 chicks. Saoirse died of avian flu, if I'm right, and Cayman had another chicks by another partner. Yes.
He did indeed, yeah. Saoirse died of avian influenza on the nest, actually, when the eggs were laid. So they didn't breed that year. That was 2018. So Cayman held the territory for 5 years. And in the phase two second reintroduction, we brought more chicks over from Norway. And one of the eagle chicks released in the Loch Derg release site, Bernardine B, mated with Cayman in 2023. And for the last 3 years, they've been having chicks as well. And even though Cayman was picked up dead last weekend or the weekend before, Bernardine is on the nest raising a chick now in Mount Shannon as we speak successfully. So there is light at the end of the tunnel for that particular story, Gavin.
Do white-tailed eagles die of poisoning very often?
Not too often. I mean, look, we have satellite tags on all of our white-tailed eagle chicks that we released, and we find that when they stop or they become stationary, we go out and pick them up. We have disturbingly noticed that there's an increase in poisonings over the last 4 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years even, and we've lost chicks to carbamazepine poisoning and rodenticide poisoning, and it looks like the initial autopsy shows that why probably succumbed to rodenticide poisoning as well.
Rat poison, yes.
Or some other poison we don't know yet, Gavin, because there was a lot of blood around the intestines and the internal organs on the autopsy showed.
Eamon, thanks for talking to us. That's Eamon Meskell, National Parks and Wildlife Service Project Manager for the White-tailed Eagle Reintroduction Project.